Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of the Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. It's Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show, now available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for that, and hopefully I pop up. But I'm back, yes, and I'm going to be talking about the latest episode. I know I'm behind, but what better way, what better time to catch up but than during coronavirus, right? This whole thing is just messing everything up. It kind of feels like a zombie apocalypse of what's going on, right? So I figure I'd catch up on the Fear of the Walking Dead. I'm so behind. I've got the Season 4 Blu-ray DVD set, so I'm going to be watching that and catching up, and then I think I noticed that a couple of episodes, the first 5 episodes of season 5 are going to be airing on AMC soon, so I'll probably record those or watch them, and then I have no idea what I'm going to do about the other ones, but I am going to catch up, y'all. I'm going to talk about episode 2 of season 4, Another Day in the Diamond. Now, my feels, my reaction to this episode, how I felt about it, are coming out right now. I've got it kind of grouped on my notes and everything else. I'm going to try to knock this out super fast so y'all can get back to doing things and I can get back to my boys because they are driving my wife crazy out in the backyard playing in the water with water balloons and all that good stuff. Let's see here. Once this episode started, I'm not going to lie, once I put the DVD in and I pushed play, it just felt good to see the gang back. I was like, oh, I really like her, and oh, I like her, and she's hot, and oh man, Morgan, I want to have a beer with Morgan, and all that good stuff, and it was just good to see the gang back together. Of course, the circumstances weren't the greatest, because people were being held up and handcuffed and zip-tied and all that other crap. Let's see what else. In this episode, Nick doesn't want to leave the field yet. The baseball, they live at a baseball stadium now, which is pretty cool, except some crap's going on with the crops. This little girl, Charlie, with Nick, not trusting her. She looks evil. She looks like a female version of Damien, right? Like, she just doesn't look like a nice, trustworthy person. Something's off about her, and I'm not talking about, like Lizzie off of over at The Walking Dead. Was that her name? Stare at the flowers? Remember the flowers? Look at the flowers? That thing? So I'm not sure if I trust this chick at all. Nick, later on in this episode, drives out the stadium. Obviously, he's been having some issues, panic attacks, just, I don't know. But, yeah, he winds up almost freaking out and hits over some, runs over some zombies and then winds up hitting a streetlight. How do you, but it's obvious that Nick has issues. I like Nick. He's one of my favorite characters. I like the guy, so he better get through his crap. And then the group, which we find out, eventually picks him up. Thank goodness, because some crap about to go down with him. Speaking to the group, Victor, Lucy, Madison, and Alicia go out for supplies, and they run into a survivor named Naomi. She pulls a gun on the group, and during all this mess, she falls into that big giant drum of oil. We all knew there were going to be zombies in there because it was just too peaceful and quiet around the whole area, right, y'all? So we get some zombies, which was great. Some zombie kills. Madison goes in there. She's still, if anybody's listened to the past Fear of the Walking Dead recap shows, y'all know that I'm not a fan of Madison. She just, I just want to punch her sometimes, but she's got balls. And she just definitely looks out for her group, so I'll give her that. But she goes in there to help Naomi's. Oily zombies are cool looking. The group has got some cool zombie kills, so it's good to see that. Later on that night, trucks and buses show up at the stadium. The group grab their guns. Madison, of course, the balls that she has, she goes out there. She doesn't give a damn and talks to this guy named Mel, who's the leader of this group, obviously. And they just go around terrorizing people. There's a bunch of bullies. They just park in front of people's stuff, and they say, give me your stuff. If you don't give it to me, we're not going to take it. We're just going to wait for you. We're just going to wait it out. And eventually y'all are going to either starve to death or leave and give us the stuff or whatever. So we're just going to chill out and ride our bikes and play weird country music. So that's what they do. But of course, Madison, the Madison we all know and love when it comes to protecting the group, she's like, screw you, dude. I'm not giving you jack. So it was a good little tit for tat between her and Mel. Not sure how I feel about the group, But obviously, there's no good people in there at all because, of course, we see that Charlie happens to be a freaking spy. She was working there for the whole time. Mel even knew about the weevil problems that Nick was having in the garden. This little girl's been a spy. She's been telling them everything over and over and over, and I don't appreciate it. And that's why I don't like Charlie at all. And speaking of Charlie, Lucy, during all this crap comes out with the book, the little princess? I don't know what the hell it was, but I guess Nick wanted her to get this book for her and gave it to her. She kind of looks at it like, oh, you still like me? But I don't know. I just don't like her. And then we get a flash forward, whatever you want to call it, black and white version of what's going on, where we have Alicia, Nick, and Lucy and Victor have Morgan and Althea and Cowboy John all tied up. And then Lucy finds that flag with the number 51 on it. And, of course, Alicia insists on wanting to know where they found it, how she found it. And they all pile back up in Althea's super SWAT truck. And that's how the episode ends. I thought this episode was dope. It was definitely better than the first one. So I can already tell that it's getting better from episode one to episode two. So that's it. Those are my feels for this episode. I really enjoyed it. It was good to see the group. And I'm kind of curious to see how this new group is going to be, coming and messing with the good group. So that's about it, really, for this reaction for this episode. Another Day in the Diamond, episode 2 of season 4. If you want to check out more of my stuff, feel free to go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Everything is there. Or you can search Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show on iTunes, Spotify, anything, anywhere you listen to podcasts. But everything's on my blog. Feel free to leave comments, tweets, whatever you want to do if you listen to it and leave comments. Also, audioboom.com. My podcast is there as well. Hopefully, I'll be able to get some people on here. If not, it's all good. It'll just be me venting and letting y'all know my feels about this latest episode of Fear of the Walking Dead. That's it for me. I'm going to come back with another episode. I did watch another episode before I went to bed last night. So we'll be talking about episode 3 in just a few minutes. Peace out.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourselves.